coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta. This is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Hour number two. Sean.
What happened to hour number one?
They fly right by.
They do.
They really do. And here's the fun part, because you brought this up in between breaks of these 2 hours.
Yes.
For folks around the country who are enjoying Armed American Radio and can't pick up the third hour, because we grew so fast that, quite frankly, a lot of the affiliates couldn't keep up. And some had an hour, some had 2 hours. The majority have 2 hours, and all of the newer affiliates are picking up the third hour. But if you're in an area where the third hour is unavailable on your radio station, Sean, tell them where to go.
Go to the Armed American Radio website or Facebook page, and the link is sitting right there on top, and they can view my webcam and hear the show in its entirety.
That's right. So you can go over to Facebook and not only listen, but you can check it out live and watch Sean, because we're doing some testing, and I guess the bottom line is we need an internet connection in here that'll run the camera here, and we're working on that. So in the meantime, you get to watch Sean, but pretty soon we're going to have a split screen.
That's,
yeah, we'll have a
nice
split screen, and we're going to try to get that in a high definition, aren't we, Sean?
Yes, we are.
Oh, great. Actors and actresses hated high definition when it first came out.
I can see why.
Yeah.
Believe me, I can see why.
Yeah, well, there's a reason I'm on radio, you know.
Well, this camera has added on about 15 pounds to me, so.
No, you just think that. See, the only person that cares about the bald guy walking in the ball in the store is the bald guy. Nobody else cares about the guy being bald. So if you're bald, nobody else notices. It's only you.
Well, that's why I keep my head shaved. Thank you.
Okay. Let's get some phone numbers and some business out of the way if you're interested in participating tonight. Let's do the phone number first. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Or mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. twitter.com/AARmark. We also want to send you to jointheuscca.com. jointheuscca.com. And we've got some pretty cool specials there for Armed American Radio listeners, Sean.
What do we got?
Well, we've got about three different membership options for Armed American Radio for Armed American Radio listeners. And they, you know, listeners to Armed American Radio, let me make this very clear. This is not a package that's available anywhere else. People aren't seeing this in print. They're not seeing it in magazines. You're hearing it here. Go check it out. We put together a couple things for you, and we're going to keep it open for you at least through the month of June. It's been very successful. We've gotten a lot of really positive feedback. If you are on the fence and you want to join the USCCA, definitely help support those who bring Armed American Radio to you. We appreciate that very, very much. Also, in the studio with me today for the remainder of the broadcast is GeorgiaCarry.org officer, friend of mine, and a pro-gun attorney as well, John Monroe. John Monroe, welcome back this hour of Armed American Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, the last hour, John Dennis was on, folks. If you missed it, definitely check it out on the podcast version. We'll have it up on the site for you in the middle of the night tonight. You can go back in and listen to it, or you can listen to it, just go to Armed American Radio and check it out. You don't want to miss it. John Dennis running against Nancy Pelosi. Really fun to talk to him. And he's got an uphill battle, I think.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, it's San Francisco, right?
That's a tough district. Yep.
It's a kooky district.
Yeah.
When Nancy Pelosi can snap her fingers and get all the money she wants, he's obviously got a fight on his hands. But Americans love the underdogs. And, you know, with the anti-incumbency mood across the country today, I think, you know, this is, it may be a long shot for him, but I don't think this is out of the realm of possibility.
That would be good to see.
It would be fantastic to see. And Sean, are you still there? Is your mic on? Sean is busy because he's taking a phone call. We've got our guest coming up in this hour is Mr. Larry Pratt, the executive director of the Gun Owners of America, and it looks like the line is popping in and out. So we'll go back to Larry. Sean, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did we have Larry on the line?
I know we didn't.
Okay, very good. Well, you let me know when he pops in on there because I saw that line blinking. Okay.
Absolutely, I will.
All right, listen, I gave the first bonehead, ladies and gentlemen. Bonehead number one went to Faith Campbell. I mistakenly said Faith Hill in our number one. Faith Hill is not a bonehead, but Faith Campbell is, and that's for the comments that she made in a, what is that called? Just a letter to the editor, I guess, at the South Florida Sun Sentinel, at southfloridasunsentinel.com, when she was responding to a column written by Alan Gottlieb and Dave Workman, who were talking about the Brady campaign. And she said, I suggest that we go back to step one, especially for those who like to talk about our Constitution and Bill of Rights but don't seem to read them, Sean.
You know, I think what we should do is we should start mailing our leaders in Washington and some of these state representatives. I think we should mail them a copy of the Constitution. Maybe if they get enough of them in the mail or email or however you want to do it, maybe they will start getting the message.
Well, you know, you can go to WorldNet Daily and order a copy.
Oh, I've got four or five.
Yeah, and they'll send them to I guess whoever you want on the list. I haven't been there in a while, but I understand you can do that. Yeah, that's a great idea.
I really think we need to do that.
They're waking up. They're waking up. And it's going to be very, very fun to watch what happens, ladies and gentlemen, as we tick down to what do we got, John, before the end of the session, Supreme Court session, this month, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to render that decision here. This could come out at any day.
It's probably within the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, of course, we're talking about the McDonald Chicago, otherwise known as the Chicago gun ban case, which, incidentally, let's talk about that for a second. We are seeing what appears to be a spate of self-defense shootings in Chicago now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, the mainstream media can take and twist anything and make it news. I find it very difficult to believe that these are the only three or four self-defense shootings. These are they're making news now in light of what happened to the 80-year-old gentleman a couple weeks back who defended himself. And then another one popped up and another one popped up. So now they're reporting the stories. And, of course, you have the McDonald case winding its way through the court. Decision expected any day. So it's making it's prominent news now to see this. But your opinion on McDonald, I've gotten it from you before. Let's get it from you again. I'm predicting 9-0, and I get the same response every time I say it. I'm being a little facetious there, but I would like to see it should be a 9-0 decision. What are your thoughts on McDonald as we get closer now?
Well, my thoughts haven't changed much. I think it's highly likely that the court will find that the Second Amendment applies to the states. I think even the Brady campaign probably acknowledges that the court will find such. I think it's more likely to be something like 5-4 or 6-3 than it is to be 9-0. But
come on, keep your head up.
but I think they will find that. And after they do, I think that we'll find or that we will see a large increase in litigation around the country against various state laws. Some that are new, some that have been on the books for ages, that are all infringing on the Second Amendment.
What about local ordinances? We had a couple in townships up in Pennsylvania this week where local ordinances, and of course Pennsylvania has a state preemption law.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you've got local city governments, city councils. These, to me, are people just want to be ego trips that want to have this feeling of power. So they pass these laws, or these ordinances, I should say, that fly in the face of state law, preemption predominantly, where now you can't carry in a city park, for example. All right. Are these going to be challenged, the ordinances as well? Because there's hundreds of thousands of them across the country.
Oh, absolutely. When I said state laws, I meant state and local laws. County ordinances, city ordinances, state laws all would fall in the same category. If the Second Amendment applies to the states, it also applies to their political subdivisions, which would include counties and cities and towns and all of those kinds of things.
You would think, one would think anyway, that maybe I'm speaking ahead of myself here. I think we need to see the decision. But where I'm going with this is the Heller case made it, I guess, pretty clear that the D.C. gun ban was unconstitutional. Of course, that's a federal enclave. Now we have the McDonald case, which is going to apply to the states, which we all expect to happen. In reality, I believe 6-3. I think Sotomayor is actually going to – I think she's on our side on this one.
That remains to be seen, but I would not be shocked.
Okay, I'm glad you said that. I wouldn't be shocked either. I'm hoping to be shocked, let me put it that way, because that would make me right. And if that's the case, John, because I have said it before, but you know that when this happens and these bans are overturned, like DC's was, you still have the city council doing everything in their power to get around that ban, and they're doing it in DC now. Dick Heller has been on the broadcast, you know, many times talking about it. They're suing a second time and a third time. I mean, at what point do people give up, John?
Well, as far as I know, the first attorney fee motion hasn't been decided yet in the Heller case. When they start having to pay some significant attorney fee bills, they might give up.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network, and we're talking about guns and ammunition. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, the conversation. We have so many topics we want to cover tonight, and I've got John Monroe, Georgia Carey officer and attorney in here, pro-gun attorney. And during the break, we were talking about the, you know, kind of concluding the conversation that we were having before we went to the last break, John, and that is, you know, the city councils and in D.C., they're doing everything that they can to get around the Supreme Court decision, and I'm hoping that the Supreme Court kind of tightens up the decision in the McDonald case, and I think that's why Alan Guru went after took the direction that he took and the argument that he made to the court. Would that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that by tightening up some of that, you know, he's trying to force the court to tighten those restrictions, right? Instead of just leaving a blanket, you know, what did they say in the last decision, that it's not an absolute right, it's subject to, you know, what does that mean? That's like a public gathering in Georgia. What's a public gathering? What does that mean?
Right, like for example, the court said that the right's not absolute, and that guns could be banned in certain sensitive places, but we don't really know what the list of sensitive places might be.
Right, right. Well, you know, thank God for guys like Dick Heller that are still fighting for us up there in the Heller 2 case, and they, you know, Heller 3 is penned and ready to go, because like you said before the break, there's going to be an onslaught of court cases. And to me, it just seems like such a waste of money. And I asked you during the commercials, at what point do these people fold their cards and say, you know what? We've lost. We're defeated. We're beaten. The Supreme Court has found that we do have this. Now, they know that. They know that. Because gun control isn't about, you know, it's about freedom is what it is. It's about them wanting to take your freedom, and they'll stop at nothing to do it. They've proven that. In fact, the Brady campaign, according to the NRA page, I don't know if you've seen this or not, so I'm going to hit this with you. It looks like the Brady campaign held a big shindig in Washington, D.C. to give the Sarah Brady Visionary Award.
What is that?
Yeah, this is bonehead number 4, folks, is what this is. But before I do this, I want to say goodnight to my two children, my beautiful daughter, Lindsay, and my precious little boy, Ryan. They are up visiting their grandma and grandpa. And I understand that they're getting ready to go to bed and they're listening to the show. I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you. And guess what? You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
I love it.
Excuse me. So, okay, Ryan, Lindsay, there you go. Good night. I love you guys. It seems that on May 18th, the Brady campaign held a big shindig in Washington, according to the NRA, to give this year's Sarah Brady Visionary Award to now former Hearst News Service White House reporter Helen Thomas.
Oh, Lord. No, you did not just say that.
Yes, I did.
Are you serious?
I did.
Oh, well, there we go.
I am quoting from the NRA.
Just giving her the award was somewhat visionary.
Right. Sean, I'm watching you on Armed American Radio TV. Stay in your seat, my man. Okay?
Wow.
But yeah, that was. Before Thomas accepted the award, okay, Helmke, the president of the Brady campaign, read a statement from Obama who said, quote, and I'm quoting this from the NRA ILA, Helen Thomas will always hold a special place in my heart, is what Obama told her. Sarah Brady called Thomas the finest journalist of our generation.
Mm.
Now, she was an opinion columnist with Hearst, occupying a front row seat. There was question as to whether or not an opinion columnist. Now, you know, I'm not 50 years, 60 years there, Sean.
Mm. Don't get me started.
Okay. Opinion columnist.
She's right? Got a lot of opinion, too, doesn't she?
Well, yeah, that's the whole point. But it's interesting to see the Brady campaign give this visionary award. I mean, every time these folks turn around, John, they're getting smacked. You know, that reality hits them in the face. They're fighting what appears to me to be a losing battle across all fronts. Yet they continue to come. They're like zombies in a movie. They just keep getting up. You know, they won't stay down. They don't get it. And I'm really hopeful that the McDonald decision, the Chicago gun ban decision, kind of tightens things up a little bit for us. It would seem to be that, you know, the court is not stupid. They've seen what's happened in Heller in the wake of the Heller decision. That they wouldn't this be in their interest to do that? Or one doesn't know?
Well, you know, I don't really know that they're going to get to the kinds of things I think you're talking about. Like, for example, in Heller, the court said that it was clear that rational basis is not the correct standard for determining if a law passes Second Amendment muster. they said that it might be strict scrutiny or it might be intermediate scrutiny, but it's not rational basis. I don't think they're going to need to revisit that for McDonald's, because you in McDonald's in Chicago, you have essentially the same law that they had in D.C. It's just a question of, does the Second Amendment apply to Chicago or not? So I don't think they're going to reach the kinds of things you're probably hoping they are, and that I wish they will. There are going to be many more Supreme Court decisions in the next, decade or two about the Second Amendment.
Right. Well, you know, what's going to happen is the losing side in this, and they are resigned to the fact that they're going to lose. I think, you know, Mayor Daley's made a complete fool of himself over the course of the past 3 to 4 weeks. It's just fun to watch. It's fun to watch. He knows, and he's so vehement, and he's so anti, he just can't stand it, and it is fun to watch. But little things. It depends on where, you know, our listeners are, depending on what state they are. Virginia, you're listening tonight. One gun a month, for example. Is that going to be challenged? Could it be? I guess we have to wait to see how this decision is worded, right?
Yeah, you're probably going to see cases about all sorts of things. And I wouldn't be shocked to find that, you know, I mean, that somebody challenges one gun a month. Frankly, I'm not sure they'd be successful, but I imagine you'll see all sorts of things challenged.
Well, that's what's going to happen is the losing side here, as I was getting to, is going to turn another, and I love to use this, their own words against them, stinging defeat. That's what they say every time the NRA loses a case somewhere. It's a stinging defeat, right, Sean?
Yeah, it is.
Right, it's a stinging defeat. They're going to take a stinging defeat in two Supreme Court cases, now the second one, and they're going to try to twist it into, you know, a win, because they're going to try to say, well, the court upheld this. Well, they might have said it applies to the states, but yeah, they upheld our ability to do this. Sean, you're grumbling.
And that's what these people do. They twist and turn words to fit their agenda, and they don't think before they open their mouth.
Why would they?
Well,
they
true.
Wouldn't get Bonehead of the Week awards.
That's true too.
Right?
They're very true.
Larry Pratt is coming on when? I guess in the next segment, right?
Yes.
Okay, we had some trouble getting him in, ladies and gentlemen. Yes. I want to let you know that Larry will be here in just a few minutes, and we will be able to lock his call in, so we're looking forward to that. Larry is a lot of fun to speak to. But it's important, I think, as we come up on this decision in Chicago, that we can't let this go. I want people to feel good about it, John. I want to feel good about it. So, I'm probably overly optimistic. I am almost confident. Alan Guru, who was on this show, not too long, within a week after arguing the case, in fact, made the comment and agreed with me, really, when he said that, I said, you know, the five justices in the majority in the Heller decision would literally have to overturn themselves to do anything opposite in McDonald, right?
Right, yeah.
I mean, you don't see that happening.
No, there's really no realistic possibility that the Supreme Court won't overturn the Seventh Circuit in the McDonald case.
Okay. All right. A couple things we didn't get on with John Dennis was Kagan, a little bit of Kagan.
Right.
So we'll move that discussion to Larry Pratt, because I know he has his opinions.
I bet he does.
Yes, he does. And he's a no-compromise kind of guy, and I love to see that. I also want to ask him just real quick on his opinion on Helen Thomas, too. And we'll be talking to Larry Pratt when we come back after this break. Right, Sean?
Yes, we will.
This is the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Welcome back, folks. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Twitter.com/AARMark. And we've got a ton of email, Sean, that we will get to probably in the round table. We will move to the round table for all of that. Folks, we have Mr. Larry Pratt. Larry Pratt is the executive director of the Gun Owners of America. America's no compromise, folks, and he means it. I've met him. He's been on the show a couple times before. This will not be his last appearance, I can assure you. Mr. Larry Pratt, welcome back to Armed American Radio, my friend.
And thanks so much. It's good to be with you.
Oh, it's always fun to have you on, because we've been sitting here bantering back and forth about the McDonald case. We had John Dennis, who's running against Nancy Pelosi. What a breath of fresh air that is. Hopefully we can rid ourselves of her picture on the news anymore, on the Drudge Report. I would love to see nothing less. He's laughing. Yeah, we'll get to that. Larry, we were talking before the break about the McDonald case. And, you know, first off, can you give us, from the Gun Owners of America's perspective, what are your thoughts on this? We're coming down to the wire here now.
We hope that there will be some kind of decision announced at the end of this, by the end of this month. And I think most observers have come to the conclusion with the court's previous ruling overturning the D.C. gun ban that they would be pretty hard-pressed not to do the same thing for an almost identical law out in Chicago, and the logic would be somewhat strange to say that the individual right to keep and bear arms only exists in the District of Columbia, so that when you fly from the district to Chicago, you somehow have lost it. I think there's pretty good likelihood that's they're going to come down and overturn the ban. The pity is that Alan Gura, both in the Heller decision and then in the way he's focusing the court's attention in the McDonald case, he didn't have a problem with licensing. And so Heller himself is now back in court, and he's been through the district court already, lost there. Not surprisingly, it was a Carter judge. And so he's going to be trying to get this, the rest of it, before the Supreme Court, because in Scalia's opinion, on Heller 1, if you will, he said, regarding the licensing scheme or whatever he called it in the District of Columbia, since counsel took it off the table, we won't be ruling there. So hopefully that was a kind of gentle dig that, hey, you should have left it on the table.
Right.
He'd have shot it off.
Wow. John, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think Larry's right. You know, Alan was focusing narrowly on the gun bans in D.C., which is fine. I mean, I can't say that was a bad strategy. The
and he
obviously
actually
was
said
good.
Later he doesn't object to licensing. And he had actually said that during oral argument. So he boxed himself in on that. And Heller was a little bit put out because he didn't know that that's what he was going to do. He had it was very difficult to contact Gura. So naturally, he's got somebody else doing the case now.
Right, right. Well, I have a problem with licensing, Larry. Do you?
I think it's totally unconstitutional. When somebody who works for the sovereign tells the sovereign how and when he can have the signal emblem of his sovereignty, I think we've got a problem.
Well, I don't need a license to talk.
Right.
And, you know, I don't need a license to worship. And people lose sight of what we're talking about here. And I have said this before, I will say this again. Does Mayor Daley have the right to tell me what I can or can't say when I get off an airplane in Chicago?
Hopefully they don't have a hate law, which might enable them to do that, but you're right.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, so this is the importance, ladies and gentlemen, of what we're talking about here. The Second Amendment, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment protects the First. This decision coming down very, very soon. Now, let's stay with the Supreme Court here a little bit. Larry, I want your opinions on Kagan.
She is a hardcore Marxist. She was chosen by a panel of people, I'm told. I don't know who all of them were, but one of them I do know. One of those vetting Kagan was the Maoist in chief, Anita Dunn, then communications director at the White House, who, when Google came available, showing her giving a talk praising Mao Zedong as one of her favorite philosophers, that made it too hot to handle, and she left. As a sidebar, she was retained by David Cameron, the barely prime minister of England, as his speech advisor. And his poll numbers had gone from a pretty good lead to not having enough of a... He only had a plurality, so he had to go into coalition with a very liberal party in order to form the government. And so Anita Dunn has a trail of destruction everywhere she goes, and Kagan is a destroyer of the Constitution. She doesn't, of course, have a judicial record, but... What we do know is that one of she calls her hero, I think, her idol, her favorite jurist anyway, written a book in which he talks about a total judicial supremacy, where judges would not be accountable to legislators, let alone the people, and only accountable to other judges, kind of like a congressional ethics committee, which is an oxymoron.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, God, don't get me started, Larry.
This is Plato's rulers that gather behind the bulrushes so that the people don't know what's going on. She obviously believes in the Obama version of transparency, which is just an Orwellian term for keep your nose out.
Yeah, pretty much. Let me throw this to John first. John, we've obviously got the two biggest Supreme Court cases in history. Heller won in 2008, and now, of course, McDonald coming down in 2010. You know, Larry, I don't know that, you know, is it going to be impossible to stop Kagan from being confirmed? Who knows? Her hearings start soon. We shall see.
Well, I'm sorry, you were addressing this to John or to me?
Well, no, I guess my point is I'd like to get the opinion of both of you. I'll start with John first.
Okay.
But we've got the two biggest cases in history. Are we done with the Second Amendment now? Can I make listeners feel better that the Second Amendment is pretty much finished at the Supreme Court level for now, and Kagan's views won't really matter right now, today?
No, I don't. That couldn't possibly be the case.
I was afraid you were going to say that, but I had to ask.
I mean, the most we're going to get, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, the central holding in McDonald is likely to be that the Second Amendment applies to the states, which is, you know, that's what we're looking for. But I doubt the court is going to, for example, say what the level of scrutiny it is that applies to laws that infringe on the Second Amendment. So that will have to be in a future case, and there are other aspects of it that are going to have to be decided in future cases. So this is only the beginning. It's by no means the end.
Okay, Larry, do we stand a chance in keeping her off the bench?
I think there is a chance. It's going to take a massive uprising of the grassroots to, in effect, perform a spinal transplant on some of the Republican leaders like McConnell and
right.
Senator Kyle. And I believe they're beginning to talk their way to back from the sellout position that they were initially pursuing, because there's some documents that the administration has been slow dripping on Kagan's memos that she had drafted for Thurgood Marshall,
right.
Where she is writing the way she is as a policymaker rather than as a jurist, and you know, she'll have an answer for it, but I think that could be a problem for her if the Republicans hear from us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. That was Larry Pratt. I'm Mark Walters. I'm also joined by attorney John Monroe, pro-gun attorney. You got to love that. After this music, stick around. A few messages. We'll be right back.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco Gun Leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
And next week, we get to talk about Mike Gallagher bringing in the rejoiners, don't we, Sean?
Yes, we do.
How fun is that going to be?
I wish I could have been here when he cut him.
Yeah, that's right. He works right behind you, doesn't he?
Matter of fact, I'm facing his studio as we speak.
And he's not there. But he's listening. We know he is. We know he's a fan.
Actually, he was in the building earlier, but I think he's gone.
I have to ask this question before we get back to Larry and talking about all the spineless wonders and the Marxists that are roaming around the streets of Washington today. Before we do that, Hotlanta is a nickname, right, John?
Yep.
They nickname Atlanta Hotlanta.
Yep.
And it's hot.
It is hot.
The gore today was about 95 or 96 here in Atlanta. Sean, what was the gore in Dallas?
It was right at 96 and with a little bit of humidity.
96 gore and 80% humidity.
Yes.
Welcome to Dallas. And, you know, folks, I just want to throw that out as a reminder because we don't hear where's Al Gore?
He's hiding.
In his new beach house. I guess he's so scared the oceans are going to rise.
No, he's just he's getting ready to make some money on this green bill, this tax and cap thing.
Well, I bring this up because I talk about how it's my opinion that the mainstream media, lamestream media, whatever you want to call them, is the most dangerous entity in the country because they form public opinion and they are smart. They know what they're doing. They know if they repeat a lie over and over and over and over again, it becomes fact. Turn on the Weather Channel 362 on DirecTV, folks. And watch them talk about global warming. But they don't bring it up that much anymore because the mainstream media, since all this research has been discredited, they just kind of stopped talking about it, Sean.
No, it's climate change now.
Well, it was the story du jour. And then, you know, Al Gore becomes exposed as a kook. And I bring this up not really because of global warming. A lot of Armed American Radio listeners don't like when I go off on that. But it's just the power of the mainstream media. And we were just listening to Larry talk about, you know, what's going on in Washington right now. And Larry, I'd like to bring you back in and get your opinion here because you are an expert. I've watched you sit down and go toe-to-toe with Chris Matthews.
That was kind of fun that night.
You were right.
I think we found ways to make their heads really hurt. And the idea that a conservative with guns, because I actually attended two rallies on April the 19th. One of them was an armed rally, and there I was packing a little 40 cal on my hip, and I think the what bothered them the most was I was talking about targeting races,
right,
and eliminating rhinos, Republicans in name only, during this primary season. And then I uttered a call to action by saying that we're in a war, and our side has behaved as if they didn't really know about it, but the other side knows because they started the war. They've been at war with us for a long time.
Sure they have.
This is total. They're coming for our guns. They're coming for our money. They're coming for our property. They're coming for our businesses. They're coming for our kids. They're coming for everything because they're a bunch of socialists.
Yep.
That's what, boy, when the Matthews people heard about that, we did a little piece on Crossfire that night. And he was not used to having somebody, I don't think, kind of come back on him. And finally, he was badgering
Skip Coriel.
Chip Coriel. And Chip had, it turned out later, told me he'd never even seen the show. He had no idea what was coming. And so here's this barracuda coming right on him.
Right.
And so that's when I jumped in and I said, look, he's given you the answer twice. You obviously don't like it. Let me give a shot at this. And he tried to keep me from doing that. And I knew that this, you know, I had to just barge in. And so I gave the answer to the question, and we ended up with a series of interrogatories about all these presidents that we've had that were socialists, at least in their advocacy of nationalized medicine, starting with Teddy Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm. Well, when Chris Matthews said, Larry, and I'll pretend to be Chris Matthews, Larry, am I a socialist?
I said, Chris, of course you're a socialist.
And you said it just like that. His eyes popped. He said, well, I didn't know that.
I said, come on, Chris, fess up. You're in a lot of good company.
Well, you didn't have the luxury I had of being able to watch that exchange and see his eyes bug out of his head when he said, should machine guns be legal? And you said, yes, of course. I thought his eyes were going to explode.
And then I thought Coriel had a wonderful aw shucks answer. Didn't Matthews ask him, well, you're down there in the mall right now. Do you want a machine gun? He said, well, I'd really be happy with a 40 caliber.
Right. It's funny when you see the logic, when you throw logic at him and they just don't know how to react. And, you know, I got to give Skip credit. Skip's a guy, very good friend of mine. He's a publisher of my book. I know him very well. And watching him that night, you know, he took a lot of heat. I mean, let's face facts. Matthews is a professional. He's going to come at him with both barrels. Nope. You know, pun intended.
Well, to Chip's credit, he doesn't watch television.
Right.
Like that.
He said, I just want to go home and fade off into obscurity. And I saw you jump in. I was kind of cheering, Larry, get in here. Get in here. The water's warm. Stick your feet in the pool. You know, and you did. And, you know, because what he was doing, folks, he was badgering Skip about, you know, he said, what kind of freedoms have you lost? Wait, is Obama taking your freedoms? I'm an objective journalist. Is Obama taking your freedoms? I'm still an objective journalist. You know, and he says, should you be able, typical stuff from these guys. Should you be able to walk around with a rocket, you know, self-propelled grenade, an RPG? Is that what you want? You know, and Skip kept saying, all I want is my gun on my hip here, and I'm disarmed by my own nation in my nation's capital. And he just didn't want to hear that. And then you jumped in.
I thought that was a very, very good answer that he had. And what Chip didn't realize was that he was dealing with a snake that was winding himself around him.
Oh, yeah, he was. He was. You know, Chris was very good, and he was doing that. He was coming right up his leg, and by the time you jumped in, what was funny was you let him get it. I think you let him get right up to his neck, and then you popped right in there and loosened up that grip a little bit. But
it was a fun night. It's on our website at gunowners.org if anybody would like to go and see Matthews have some ulcer problems.
Yeah, he really did too. But if you go in, I did. I had to laugh when you said about the machine guns, because, you know, Larry, let's bring that up. Machine guns are legal in the United States.
In many states.
Right. If you they're regulated and, you know, of course, heavily regulated. But you can buy a machine gun in America if you want to pay the tax stamp and open up your entire life to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives.
Right.
And pay an awful lot of money for the gun.
Good argument for not going through with it, but yeah, you can.
That's right. And quite frankly, you know, people say, well, aren't you afraid of being on a list? I say, man, let me tell you something, brother. If there's a list, I'm on it.
I know I am.
You know, right. We don't have Armed American Radio. You know, we're being listened to right now, as you know, Larry, in Washington, D.C., and I know Obama's listening. They love Armed American Radio. They're big fans of freedom on
right.
the nation's airwaves.
They're hanging on every word. You can.
Yeah, they're hanging on every word, all right. Oh, God, I just hope he's listening when we give him Bonehead Awards. We could do that again this week, but we won't. We'll move on. Larry, I want to thank you very much for jumping
Before
in here.
Before I go, let me just encourage people to go to our website, gunowners.org. We were talking about action in the previous segment, and we try to make it easy there. You can sign up for a free email alert that enables you to bang on the members of Congress when it's needed. So gunowners.org, please.
Yeah, no compromise. The no
Amen,
compromise. You cannot compromise with these folks. So, Larry, thanks very much for everything that you do. You are welcome to stick around for the roundtable if you want to. Don't mean to put you on the spot. You've been listening.
That's fine. I'm going to have to go, but I appreciate the invitation.
Beautiful. Well, thank you much for joining us. We'll have you on again soon. Sean, appreciate
seconds.
It very much. We'll be back after these messages with myself, John Monroe sitting here. Larry had to leave, but we're going to have George Hill, the Mad Ogre, in, and we're going to talk about some fun gun stuff. We're going to talk about some guns and some gear. And I'm going to try to throw George off a little bit. I've got a couple magazines here, Sean, from the SHOT Show. So, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. You are on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in here. Tell it's me by the clam now, baby.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.